奉主事圣名，我们下午一起来查考的题目就是第一条带应许的诫命。
Hallelujah in the name of Lord Jesus. I'm going to start the afternoon sermon, and the topic is going to be, this is the first commandment with a promise.
我们这个题目从圣经来查考，互相来得到勉励。
And I'd like to use this topic to encourage each one of you.
我们现在讲诫命。
Let's first discuss the word commandments.
诫命这边所讲就是十条诫命了。
And by commandments, I'm referring to the Ten Commandments.
我们现在看出埃及记第二十章。
Let's now turn to Exodus chapter 20.
人间有人间的律法。
We have our own moral laws on earth.
那人间每个地方有人间的规矩、风俗、习惯。
And every locality also has its culture, its laws, and its regulations.
每个地方的风俗习惯都不一样的。
And they have their own customs, and it's often different.
那神是全能的神，是永在的主。
And our God is a all powerful God, and He is everywhere.
他是全人类的那个主宰。
He is the God of all humankind.
那神在这边颁布十条诫命。
And here he gives us 10 commandments.
那这十条诫命，我们把它就是看前面的几个字哈，把它分成两，这里可以看出有两列。
And let's just try to divide into two categories of commandments.
你看第一戒就是说不可有别的神。
The first category consists of those who tells you not to do.
你不可以怎么样？
Tells you what you cannot do.
比如说第四节哈，二十章第四节。
Such as in chapter 20, verse 4.
不可为自己什么
？You shall not do so and so in verse 5.
不可。
You shall not do this and that.
好，那我们看第七节。
And verse 7.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
And again, says you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
那我们再看第十三节。
Now let's look at verse 13.
不可杀人。
And it says, you shall not murder.
不可奸淫。
Shall not commit adultery.
第十五节。不可偷盗。
And 15, you shall not steal.
十六节是不可作假见证。
Verse 16, you shall not bear false witness.
十七节。不可贪恋人的房屋。
And finally, in 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house.
我们念的八条哈，都是不可，不可，不可。
And so we've gone through 8 out of 10 that tells you what you cannot do.
这种的命令是命令式的禁止的警戒的句子。
So this is a command prohibiting you to do things.
那其中的两个呢，是另外一个写的方式哦，神的给我们的是另外一个。
And the remaining two has a different way of stating the commandment.
我们看八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
说当纪念安息日。
Remember the Sabbath day.
好，那这个当纪念安息日呢？我们再看第十一节。
And with this same commandment, let's look at verse 11.
他还给你说理由，为什么
？He even tells you why you should keep
Sabbath. 因为神创造天地。
Because he created heaven and earth.
那神在第七天就安息了。
And on the seventh day, God rested.
所以神赐福安息日，并且定为圣日。
So he blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
所以如果你纪念安息日
，So if you keep the Sabbath,
你就是被赐福的。
Then you would be a blessed person.
所以安息日是赐福的安息日。
So the Sabbath day is a blessed day.
安息日是圣的安息日。
It is a holy blessed day.
那我们再看第十二章十二节。
Let's look at now verse 12.
跟这个一样说，当孝敬父母。
And here says, honor your father and your mother.
那你孝敬父母就怎么样？你就在你的日子使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
And if you do, then your day will be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you.
这是一种应许啦。
This is a promise.
那个安息日，守安息日是一种祝福。
Keeping the Sabbath day is a blessing.
你看用时态来讲不一样的咯。
If you look at the tense. The verb tense, then they're actually different.
安息日是那个日子是已经是圣日，是赐福的日。
The Sabbath day is a holy day. It has already been blessed.
这叫祝福了。
That's That is a blessing that has been given out.
祝福已经给了。
It has been done already.
但是孝敬父母，你看孝敬父母不是啊。
But in verse 12, we don't have a passive tense.
孝敬父母是一个未来的可能的发生事情。You may, 你可能怎么样？你做了才有啊，不做就没有。所以这个是什么？一种应许。
This is something that if you do, you will in the future be rewarded. So in other words, it is a promise for the future.
所以你看十条诫命分成，如果以那个开始的这个语气来讲，分这两类。
So if you divide the Ten Commandments into the way it is written, then we have these two types.
八条就是说你不要不要不要。
The first eight, the eight of them tell you not to do.
你只能这样做了。
So that is what you have to do.
不做也不行。
It is not okay if you commit them.
你跟小孩说不要玩火。
For example, you tell your kid not to play with matches.
你不会跟你小孩说，如果你不玩火哈，爸爸给你一块钱，你去买棒棒糖吃。有没有爸爸教小孩这样子的？
And you'll never hear father say, "Well, if you don't play with fire, I'll reward you with a dollar, and you can buy whatever you want."
有没有这样？好像我从来没有听过一个爸爸或是妈妈说。乖哦，爸爸不在，你不可以玩火。啊，如果你不玩火的话，你每哪一天不玩，每天如果不玩火的话，给你一块钱买棒棒糖，没有了这样的教育的。不可以就不可以。
I've never heard of someone rewarding their kid for not playing with fire or matches. This is something that's strictly forbidden, and that is it.
不玩火没有奖品啊。
You don't get rewarded for not doing it.
好像你说，主耶稣啊，我说你诫命，我不杀人。祝福我，没有啊，不可以杀人就不可以杀人了，是不是？没有说不杀人的有福啦，得到奖品，没有。
And with also the commandment of do not murder, no one can ever claim a reward from God for not killing anyone. That is just not heard of.
不可以说，没有奸淫的有福啦，不用啦，就是这样。
Same thing.
你犯了，糟糕，砍头。
It's the same thing with adultery. No one ever claims an award for not committing adultery. And on the other hand, if you do commit adultery, then you are punished.
孝敬父母不一样哦。
However, honoring your parent is different.
这是鼓励的，鼓励你要去做。
This is something that you are encouraged to do.
是一种积极的、主动的，说你要去做，做了就有福气啊。
This is something that, if you do, you will be blessed.
有时候父母看儿子，每次考试回来都是59分。
Sometimes the parent would want to encourage their kid to do better on exam.
他每次回来都是每科都是59了，差一分及格。
Because he always score one point below passing.
所以他就跟儿子讲了。
So then the parent would tell the son,
你只要考一科及格，就给10块钱。
If you pass a class, if you pass a test, I'll give you $10.
这是鼓励啊。
So that is a form of encouragement.
当然，教育不一定要用钱啊。你说我可以带你去哪里玩，然后是什么，不一定要钱把孩子宠坏了不好。
And this encouragement could be taking them out to a place they like to go or in different forms.
那十条诫命我们要守。
So the Ten Commandments we have to follow.
我们来看那个启示录第十四章第十二节。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 14, verse 12.
启示录十四章第十二节。
Revelation 14, verse 12.
这边在末世之前呢，末日之前呢，有很大的逼迫，很大的那个试炼。
Here before the last day, The believers go through a lot of tribulation.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse
12. 圣徒的忍耐就在这个时候。
Here is the patience of the saints.
那呢，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
要守神的诫命，要经过很大忍耐。
To keep the commandments of God, we need a lot of patience.
要经过很大的考验，你才能够守住啊。
Because we would need to go through a lot of trials.
我们常在讲说要守安息日，因为这是诫命。
We always say we need to keep the commandment. We need to keep the Sabbath because it's a commandment.
那要有的为了守安息日啊，受很大的忍耐啊，被逼迫。
Some people actually endure a lot of hardship, and they have to suffer lots of patience in order to keep the Sabbath commandment.
我们在乌干达的第一个种子，他为了守安息日被抓到那个监牢里面去啊。
And for example, our first believer in the country Uganda, he was actually put in prison for insisting on keeping the Sabbath.
因为全村那个整个那个地方的人都是那个星期天聚会的教会啊。
Because in the place where he lived, every person went to church on Sunday.
他得到真道之后，他就开始守安息日。
But after he received the truth, he started to keep the Sabbath day.
哎，他又召集几个人一起聚会。
And he also gathered a few to keep the Sabbath with him.
人家回谤他。
People started to slander against him.
去密告他说他反抗政府啊，然后传异端啊。
They reported him to the government saying that he is preaching Pharisee and coming up against the government. So he was put in prison because he wanted to keep the Sabbath. But thank God that when he went to went through the court trial,
那个审判官说你为什么你做了什么事情，去问他，他说因为呢我一定要守诫命，就是要守安息日，虽然你把我关起来，如果你打我也没有关系。
The judge asked him, why do you have to go to church on Saturday? And our member answered, because I want to follow the commandment, even if that means you were going to beat me and put me in prison.
那个主审官一听这样子，眼泪都快掉出来，说你回家。
And the judge,
因为那个主审官是安息日会的信徒啊。
And the judge, after he heard this, he almost shed tears, and his immediate reaction was to let him go, because the judge himself is the member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
安息日会很注重安息日，什么有一个真耶稣教会人被下到监狱里面还守安息日，哦，让他很感动，回去。
Because in his church, they uphold the Sabbath day as Saturday.
信徒的忍耐守诫命。
And so the patience and the suffering of the saints is to keep this commandment.
你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought of it this way?
孝顺父母是守诫命，你有没有为了孝顺父母而牺牲自己的？想想。
Honoring your mother and father is obeying the commandment. Have you ever thought of suffering in order to keep this commandment?
我们常想说，我家不方便哈，还是父母，还是另外要赶得远远的。我听过人家讲说，保持距离以测安全嘛。
Often we would think that it's not convenient for us, so we would keep our parents at a distance, and then we would save ourselves some trouble.
是不是？孝顺父母是诫命啊。
But the Bible says to obey our parents is a commandment.
好像安息日一样。
It is as important as keeping the Sabbath day.
就是要去做的。
This is something that we must do.
好，那我们先来看哦，我们先讲反面的了哈。
Now let's look at the other side first.
如果你不去做怎么办？
What if you don't obey your parents?
不孝顺。
What if you don't respect and honor them?
当然，不孝顺有很多方面哈。
Of course, this could be discussed in many different ways.
我们来看出埃及记二十一章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 20 again.
二十一章。
Oh, verse chapter.Chapter 21.
出埃及记二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21.
我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节，打死打人致死打人以致打死的，必要把他致死。
He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death.
就说你把人打人打到死了，你怎么样？要赔命，也要死。
And so if you hit someone and this person dies, then you will be put to death.
这是犯罪最高等级的啦，就是赔命，这是最高等级的。再没有说，你说判这个人死两次也不行啊，对不对？有人说判死十次了，怎么办？打死一次，哎，活不过来啊。死了，这是最高的惩罚了。
Death is the ultimate punishment. There is nothing that is more severe than death.
但是你打死人才要让你死啊。
But this is only if you have killed someone.
我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
打父母的必要把他治死。
And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
你只要轻轻打一下就该死了。
In verse 15, if you even lightly strike your parents, then you will be put to death.
不要说把他打死了。
This mentions nothing of killing your fathers and mothers.
打父母，没有打死，你轻轻打一下就等于死罪啊。
This is simply hitting or striking them.
好，我们再看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
咒骂父母的，必要把他治死。
He who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
你骂过妈妈吗？
Have you ever cursed or scolded at your parents?
骂过你爸爸吗？
Have you ever?
你咒骂父母的也是死罪一条。
Have you ever cursed your father and mother? That is a reason to be put to death.
你看这个是列在杀人的那个条例里面哦。
This is listed in the, according to the commandments, the laws of punishment of death.
哎，这个是很。这个是诫命啊，这个跟杀人罪一样。
So the punishment is equally severe to that of manslaughter.
因为孝敬父母有正面的鼓励啊，
because,
但是负面的你不做呢，那刑罚更重。
Because you would be positively rewarded if you honor your parents. If you do not honor your parents, then you will be punished even more severely.
我们这是两面的了。
So there is two sides to this issue.
信而受洗，必然得救，一半而已哦。
You believe or and baptized, you shall be saved. That is only half of the story.
下一半我们常常到布道会不讲，讲了布道者跑光光。
And the second half, sometimes we don't mention in evangelical services.
但是也是事实啊。
But it is also essential.
啊，不信的被必定罪啊，圣经也明明记得在里面。但是我们为了让他先来信，信了完之后再讲这个嘛。
The second half goes, if you don't believe, then you will be judged. That is often not mentioned, but it is certainly true.
完备的道理应该说，信的受洗必然得救，不信的被必定罪。
So to complete the story, you should say, if you believe, you shall be saved. If you do not believe, then you shall be put to death.
那孝敬父母一样啊。
So that is how it is with honoring your parents.
在诫命本身说，你要孝敬父母，你就会长寿。
So the commandment itself positively states, if you honor your parents, you will receive the promise.
但是另外一方面呢?
But the other side?
你打父母的,做父母的,该死。
If you strike or curse your parents, you shall be put to death.
所以对一般人,你杀人才偿命啊。杀人才会赔上命啊。
So typically, only a manslaughter would be put to death.
但是对父母不一样。
But against parents, this law is even more.
不是说你杀父母偿命。
It didn't say if you kill your parents, you would be put to death.
你打他骂他就该死了。
Only if you strike them or curse them.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
三章第一节，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But you know that, you know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
危险的日子会来到啊。
The time of stress and danger will come.
我们听到危险日子，我们就会心里有紧张，对不对？
What do you?
到底是什么事？
When it says dangerous things will come, you start wondering what that might be.
是什么事呢?
What could this be?
这里没有想写说什么人员危机啦，原子弹、核子弹啦。
This doesn't refer to a nuclear war or a greenhouse effect or our shortage of oil.
这里也没有讲说什么天灾人祸，也没有讲那个什么地震哈。
Or a natural disaster, earthquake, or La Nina.
当然那些是可怕。
Of course, these are all very dangerous to us.
那些肯定会发生。
And these will have already occurred.
更可怕的是什么?
But what is more perilous?
你看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
为什么可怕?
What is the most dangerous?
因为那时人要专顾自己。
Because men will be lovers of themselves.
这个世界就这样，我们念下去，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲棒毒，再来呢， 违背父母。
Let's continue to read this. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents.
违背父母也是危险的因素之一啊。
This is one of the things that is dangerous.
如果我们违背父母,
if we obey our parents,
我们违背了我们父母, 不孝,
we have disobeyed our parents,
拜托你也是在制造危险啊。
You are creating crisis for this world.
那再来是忘恩负义。
And then follows, I'm thankful.
心不圣洁，第三节，无亲情。 这都是危险。
These are all crises.
我们有没有制造危险?
Have we created such dangerous things?
在这里要告诉我们的, 要孝敬父母。
So, again, this tells us we must obey our parents.
我们来看生命记21章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 21.
你说我哪里会打爸爸妈妈嘛，我怎么会骂他嘛？
Some would say, oh, I'm never mean to my parents.
那我们再看生命记21章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy verse 21.
生命记21章18节。
Verse 18.
人若有顽梗悖逆的儿子，不听从父母的话，他们虽然惩治他，他仍旧不听从。 第19节，父母就抓住他，将他带到本地的城门，本城的长老那里。第20节，对长老说：“我们这个儿子顽梗悖逆，不听从我们的话，是个贪食好酒人。”第21节，那本城的众人呢，就用石头将他打死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。以色列人。 以色列众人都要听见害怕。Verse 22. 这个在旧约是这个样子的。This
was the law in the Old Testament.
如果你的妈妈说，我快被你气死了。If
your mom said, I can no longer handle you.
如果是真的的话，常常是假的了。Sometimes
my mom would say, I'm so angry, I'm almost going to die.
常常是假的。That's
usually not true.
有一句话说，恨儿子是很假很模样，就是假装气的，等一下就好了。Often
parents are angry at their children only for a moment.
如果是真的有一个人被气到不顺服而已啊，可以把他抓到城门口，跟长老说：“这个孩子哦，顽梗悖逆，听到人，你听到的就要用石头打他，每个人听到都要打，打到死为止，因为这是恶。”
If a son is so stubborn and rebellious that the mom brings him to the gate, and then he shall be stoned by anyone who is standing by who has heard the accusation.
在圣经里面没有这个例子了,
the Bible doesn't actually have an example.
虽然神规定说有这样的条例，说父母如果气儿子气到很气，可以把他抓去让长老审判，把他打死。但是圣经里面找不到这样的例子。
Even though this was a stated law, in the Bible, but there is no such example recorded.
反而相反的啦,
However, we see examples of the other kind.
在那个撒母耳记下14章那边记载一个故事。
In 2 Samuel chapter 14, we read a story.
一个太太呢，她有两个儿子。
A wife has two sons.
那这两个儿子呢，吵架。
And they start to fight against each other.
一个把一个打死了。
One of them killed the other.
剩下一个了。
And so she has one son left.
那现在这个呢，他的这个寡妇的这个族人呐，就是家人，一直逼这个寡妇说要把这个孩子带出来，我们要把他打死。And
her relatives and her tribe members urged this mother to bring the remaining son out so that he could be punished.
那其实这个儿子也该死啊。And
of course, according to the law, he should be put to death.
但这个妈妈，你会交出去吗？
But if you were the mother, would you bring your son out?
你这时候可能气得半死了。
At this moment, you are probably very furious and frustrated.
这个妈妈不但不叫。
Not only does his mother not.
在这个故事里面，她还告到国王去说，不可以杀我孩子啊。
Not accuse the son, but in the story, the mother even brought this case up to the king to plead not to kill the son.
该死的孩子。
The son deserved to die.
妈妈还是保护着他,
but the mom did everything she could to protect him.
一个慈爱的妈妈,
a loving, kind mother.
挡住了全家人的气氛,
blocked all the anger from the household.
刚好相反的啦,
so that is a counter example.
圣经是说，如果你这孩子只是不听话，就可以叫出去让人家打死，没有一个没有圣经里面没有这样做，反而怎么样？该死的还保住好好的。
The Bible says it is, you are allowed to bring your son out for public punishment, but however, in reality, we see this example where the son could be punished, but the mom protected him.
对我们当儿女来讲。
So as children ourselves,
我们就要反省了，我们违逆父母多少次。
We can imagine how many times we have disobeyed our parents.
我们检讨一下。
Let us really think about it.
如果你说我违背父母，并且忤逆了哈，就是完梗了，那完全很悖逆五次，那你就要枪毙五次了。你一条命要枪毙五次怎么办
？For each incident of you being stubborn and rebellious, you would be executed. Then you probably would be executed many, many times.
我们来看箴言第三十章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章十七节。
Proverbs 30 verse 17.
箴言三十章十七节。戏笑父亲，藐视而不听从母亲的，他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦啄出来，为鹰雏所吃。不孝的怎么样？没有眼睛啊。
So a disobedient son will lose his eyes.
眼睛会被鸟吃掉。
His eyes will be picked out by the eagles and ravens.
有眼就无珠了，只是眼是一个洞而已，里面没有眼珠子。
And so you would be left with two cavities where your eyeballs are.
这样会失掉光明的。
And you would no longer be able to see the light of the day.
那我们来看正面的。
Let's look at on the positive side.
第一条带应许的诫命。
The first commandment with a promise.
就是孝顺。
Is to obey our parents.
为什么要行孝？
Why do we need to obey our parents?
圣经告诉我们，因为这是神的诫命。
The Bible tells us simply that this is the commandment of God.
既然是神的诫命，就要去做。
If it is a commandment, then we must go and do it.
并且，我们看看，我们来看提摩太前书五章第四节。
Let's also look at 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 10.
提摩太前书五章第四节。五章第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
四节。
Verse 4.
若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们现在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩。
For if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God.
这边告诉我们为什么要行孝呢？
Here gives us a reason to practice piety.
前面说报答亲恩啊
，is to repay their parents.
因为在末后的日子是忘恩负义。
Because the last generation will be unthankful and grateful.
我们信主的人不能忘恩负义。
As Christians, we cannot be unthankful.
那最我们对我们最有恩、最有义的是父母啊。
And those who have shown us the most grace and been the most fair to us are our parents.
你还没生下来就。先为你准备衣服，为你准备床啊，那些东西，对不对
？Before you were even born, they have already prepared your clothing and your bed, crib.
那真的是为儿女最操心的是父母。
And it is the parents who worry the most for you.
有一个那个哲学家，就是宋明理学的一个理学家，一个。
There is a philosopher.
他为了要表示说他的心大公无私啊。
And in order to demonstrate that his he is unselfish and he has love broadly for everyone.
他的一个哥哥的孩子住在他家。
He has a nephew living with him.
他自己也有孩子。
He also has children of his own.
那有一次呢，他的哥哥的孩子生病了。
Once his nephew was sick.
他为了表示说，我爱我的哥哥的小孩，也很爱，所以他每一根打 打根的时候，我们三个小时他都起来看他一次。
So in order to show that he loves his nephew equally, he got up every 3 hours on the clock, on the hour.
那后来他自己儿子也生病了。
And later on, his own son also was sick.
他表示说，他爱他哥哥的孩子比他的儿子更爱，所以他自己儿子生病呢，一个晚上才起来看一次。
And so in order to demonstrate that he loved his nephew more, when his son was sick, he only got up once at night to see him.
他的侄儿，他一个晚上起来四次，因为有四根嘛，就起来四次。
And for the nephew, he got up 4 times in the night.
而他自己儿子呢，起来一次。
But his own son, he only got up once.
但他后来讲。
But afterwards, he said.
不同在哪里？
What was the real difference?
他说他虽然看儿子一次，但是整个晚上睡不着。
Even though he only got up to check on his son once, he could not fall asleep all that night when his son was sick.
他看他侄儿四次，但是看完每次都呼呼大睡。
Even though he got up 4 times for his nephew, that night he slept really well in between the visits.
人在理智可以说我爱这个，我爱那个，但是他内心里面是不一样的。
So rationally we can compare. And force ourselves to love this person more, but really, this is not reality.
我们常常有听父母讲说，牺牲这一代，完成下一代。
We often hear parents saying, "We will provide for our next generation so that they would, we will sacrifice ourselves in order to better the next."
朋友没有说，哎，我牺牲我来完成你，很少。
Friends.
有吗？
Hardly have this principle in their own relationships.
常常在竞争啊。
There's often conflicts and competitions.
你比我好一点，奇怪，为什么比我好？
If one is better than the other, then they would be jealous at each other.
拉你一下。
They might pull them from the back.
在德国有两个学音乐的，这是事实哦。
Let me tell you a true story. There were 2 music majors in Germany.
一个很用功。
One is very hardworking.
他很求上进啊。
And he is very motivated and very diligent.
通常那个老师比他好一点。
And he is always just slightly better at playing the piano than the other students.
好了，最后那个他那个隔壁那个要去考毕业考的时候，就给他在早上牛奶那下那个泻药拉肚子药。
And so right before
他上台每两分钟就跑一次厕所，还他就下去吗？
So right before their senior recital, the other student put diarrhea agents in the milk in the morning that he drank. So he went to the bathroom every 2 minutes when he was on stage.
没有说，爸爸说，哎，我每次以前考试都不及格，都全班最后。我这个儿子奇怪，每次考试全班第一。好，从现在开始，我都给他吃过期的牛奶，让他去学校拉肚子。功课不好，没有听过的。
But on the other hand, have you ever heard a father say, I want my son is always doing so well at school. I want to make him do worse, so I'm going to feed him expired milk every morning, and we'll see what happens to him.
你儿子如果拿个成绩单回来，爸爸，你看考第一名。
If your son brings him his grade report and say, "Look, Daddy, I scored the highest point in my class."
你会不会嫉妒啊？
Would you be jealous at your son?
你说不要吹牛了，你爸爸以前你不要跟爸爸比，你以为爸爸以前都考最后名，现在在跟我比这样哈，向我炫耀？ Okay. 不会的。
Would the father say, "Are you saying I didn't do as well when I was your age?"
如果你的朋友每次都考第一名，第一名，第一名。你久了你怎么样？心里嫉妒了。
But if your friend always comes up to you and say, "Hey, I scored 5 points better than you on this test," then would you, after a while, you would become jealous at this friend?
我们看创世纪37章。
Let's look at Genesis verse 37, chapter 37.
创世纪37章。
Genesis chapter 37.
我们看第五节
，verse five，
这约瑟做了一个梦哦。约瑟做了一个
梦。Here Joseph had a dream。
那呢，他的哥哥听了就什么，越发恨他。
And when he told his brothers his dream, they hated him even more。
为什么？
Why did they hate him?
约瑟说了,
because Joseph said this.
约瑟是很天真的一个人啊, 他梦什么讲什么。
Joseph was very naive, and he just told whatever was in the dream.
他说我们弟兄啊, 我们都在那个田里面捆和捆啊。
He said that we were all gathering sheep in the yard, in the field.
那我捆了站着。And
the sheep that I gathered was standing upright.
那第七节说,那你们捆的呢? 都围在我的捆的,下拜啊,拜我捆的。
But your sheaves were surrounding mine and bowing down to mine.
哥哥们听了,不是滋味啊。And
the brothers heard this, they were very jealous.
难道你当我们王啊?
Are you saying you're going to reign over us?
这是什么梦?
What kind of a dream is this?
很恨他。
This is a very, so they hated him very much.
那这个约瑟实在是 那个眼睫毛没有张开啊,
so Joseph really didn't know the consequences.
人家在嫉妒他,在气他了,他做了另外一个梦,还要告诉人。
He didn't realize that it would create such hatred. He again told them a second dream.
他后来他说,哎,我要做一个梦啊。
He said, hear my second dream, my brothers.
哎,他说, 你看咯,太阳月亮,各11个星星向我下拜哦。He
said, there were sun, there were moons and stars, and 11 stars were bowing down to me.
哇,这时候他哥哥已经不讲话了。
This point, the brothers didn't say a word.
他哥哥就恨的,我们以后就知道,要把他杀掉。And
we know how the story developed, they plotted to kill him.
这时候他爸爸呢?
At this point, where's his father?
因为这次也梦见他爸爸的嘛, 如果太阳月亮是指他父母的话, 说爸爸也要拜他, 他说他爸爸听了, 乖了, 这个。
This time, the story had a sun and a moon, so that probably referred to the father and the mother. So the father also heard this, and he thought that is strange. The brothers want to kill him.
我们看第11节,
verse 11.
他哥哥们都嫉妒他,
the brothers envied him.
他爸爸呢?
But his father,
他父亲却把这话存在心里,
his father kept the matter in mind.
不一样在这里,
the reactions were totally different.
父母的心实在太大了,
the heart of our parents was indeed great.
他甚至做一个梦说爸爸也要向我跪, 爸爸没有说, 哦,我要向你跪啊, 那现在我怎么样, 把你赶出去,
in the dream, the father was to bow down to him, but the father's reaction was never to cast him out of his house. He just put the matter in his heart. That is the love of our parents. In Matthew 15, verse 22,
有一个妈妈,
there's a mother in the story.
她跑去问耶稣,
she went up to ask Jesus,
她说,
my daughter is sick.
耶稣不理她,
Jesus didn't pay any attention.
这不是对外邦人的考验,也是对一个妈妈的考验啊。If
this is not a test to a Gentile, this is a test to a mother.
如果这时候换一个爸爸去,我看这个爸爸老早跑掉了。不就算了,我找别人。I
would think if it was a father, he would have given up much earlier.
当母亲的,比较会。But
mothers persist.
常常故事里面,半夜抱孩子去看医生的是妈妈。Often
we hear mothers bring their children in the middle of the night to seek help.
在大风大雨当中,
through snowstorms and
抱着小 baby 去看医生的, 是妈妈, 爸爸常说, 啊, 没有关系了, 不会死了, 到明天再看。
They embrace their infant to seek help from a physician, and fathers were often more laid back.
所以在半路, 抱孩子的, 就是那个妈妈。
And so we often catch mothers rushing their children to the doctor.
但是半路跌倒, 叫妈妈的, 诶, 就是那个被抱的那个小孩啊。
But if a child was to fall, he or she would immediately call out to the mother.
我们这故事我们很熟吗? 我们知道。
We all know a story.
有一个女儿,
there's a daughter.
她为了爱一个人,
because he left someone.
或是儿子也好了,
or a son.
她对方呢说, 我一个条件。
Her lover would give a requirement.
因为我需要你妈妈的心啊。
To for the daughter to take your mother's heart.
你把你妈妈心拿给我，就要健康起来了，因为她生病。
Basically, this person would say, I'm ill now, but if you take your mother's heart and give it to me, then I will be healthy again.
这女儿为了要得到她爱人的喜欢。
And this person, in order to please his or her lover, would go and get the heart.
她就把妈妈睡觉时候把妈妈心挖出来了。
And she would go allegorically to the mother while she's asleep and take out her heart.
妈妈心还在跳啊。
His heart was still beating.
她赶快跑。
And so she ran very quickly.
因为跑给她的所爱的人啊。
Because he had to bring the heart there to the person of her love.
跑得太快了。
Because he or she was running too quickly.
到路当中跌倒了。
In the middle of the path, the heart fell.
那个心跳地上去了。
She fell and the heart bounced onto the ground.
她也跌倒了。
So she was on the ground.
当她这样说，哎妈！
And when she called out, oh mother.
那个心啊，她妈妈说，我女儿啊，你受伤了没有啊？
And the heart said softly to her, my daughter, are you hurt?
这就是这故事了。
This is how the story goes.
这常常是这样子的，半夜抱孩、女孩，抱儿子或是女儿去看病，也是妈妈。
And so, in the middle of the night, it is mothers who bring their children to seek help.
有时候那个什么，那个年轻的女儿在看相簿。
Sometimes my young daughter was look at the photo album.
很久的相簿
And the album's from a long time ago
哎，女儿长得很漂亮 不是我女儿
There was a daughter, a young girl And this girl is very beautiful
我说，妈妈这是谁？这我小时候，哦，这是，因为她已经长大，说，哇，妈妈，我怎么这么漂亮呢？
And after she is grown, she's looking at pictures of herself from before And she would say, oh, I was really pretty when I was little
哇，这么漂亮，好迷人哦。
And she would say, wow, I must have been very attractive.
妈妈说，那是我啊。
And the mom would say, oh, that was really me.
她女儿说，奇怪，你这么丑。
And the mom and the daughter would say, I cannot imagine that. You don't look anything like it.
我的漂亮都跑到你那边去了。
And the mom would say, well, because I have spent all my youth and beauty in taking care of you.
我的青春换来你的美丽健康啊。
I have exchanged my youth for your health and beauty.
你看看那照片什么时候照的？那时候你还没生呢，那时候是我正年轻的时候。
Look at the date. This was before you were born.
通常是这样子的。
That's often the case.
所以妈妈是伟大的。
So mothers are heroes.
前几天有一个年轻的姊妹。
A couple days ago, there's a young sister.
我说，哎呦，你手怎么破了？ 我以为她长一个什么东西啊。
There was a cut in her, in the back of her hand, and I asked her what happened.
她说不是了，是手裂开了。
She said, "Oh, I didn't cut it; it just cracked open."
我本来想说我有那个美少丽，但我说抹点油啊什么。她说不能抹油啊，因为我女儿常常刺我的手。And
I said, "Well, let me give you some ointment I have." And she said, "Oh, no, no, don't put this on because my daughter often likes to eat my hand."
真的裂开了。And
that made it crack open.
那个姊妹说，我还没生孩子的时候，我没有办法想象，我也没有办法忍受孩子啊。但是我现在怎么样？手裂开了，还不敢抹膏啊，不敢抹油啊。为了怎么样？因为她抱着她女儿的时候，女儿是吃她的手，怕吃到那个 cream 了。
She said, very strangely, before I had children, I couldn't stand being around kids, but now, I don't even want to put ointment on because I didn't want my daughter to eat the ointment.
人间的爱有比这更深的吗？
Is there love on earth greater than this?
不嫉妒你。
There's no jealousy.
爱你。
And this is unconditional love.
那个希伯来书第11章13节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 23.
记载着父母为了爱儿女，宁可好像快牺牲自己的命一样。
Records parents who in order to love their children, almost sacrificed their lives.
这是摩西的父母，不怕亡命，把孩子藏在家里。
This is the parents of Moses. They went against the decree of the king and hid their son in the house.
真的，父母对我们恩情很大。We
owe much grace to our parents.
这个是，有时候有人讲，神爱世人。
We often hear God loves mankind.
那神就差父母来施行他的爱。
And so he sent parents to show exercises.
所以父母爱儿女是从神那边很自然的领受的。
So the love from our parents, we receive very naturally from God.
你先说，从圣经你找不到说，你们当父母的要爱儿女，找不到，不用这样讲，不用这样教，自然就会了。
The Bible never teaches parents to love their children because there is no need.
所以，我们为什么孝心？
So why should we obey our parents?
这是诫命。
This is a commandment.
对我们的亲情来讲，要报答亲人，这是圣经里面所讲的。
And for the love and grace they has given us, we have to repay them.
那我们现在来谈一个，就是孝顺父母的一个基础了。
So now I'd like to discuss the foundations of obeying our parents.
我这里要讲两点。
I just have two points to mention.
你孝顺父母要有个基础。
We should have basis or foundations of showing our filial piety.
我们来看路德记第一章。
Let's look at the book of Ruth, chapter
1. 我们每次提到路德记，就会想说，哎，这是一个孝顺的那个媳妇。
Every time we think of Ruth, we think of her as a very obedient daughter-in-law.
那个婆媳之间有问题，就会想到路德记。
Whenever we hear of conflicts between daughters and mothers-in-laws, we would think of Ruth's story.
讲到孝顺，也会讲到路德记。
When we think of filial piety, we would also think of Ruth.
那我们来想想，到底这是要在路德记要告诉我们什么？
So let us see from this chapter what it's trying to tell us.
当然，里面的主角就是路德嘛。
Of course, the main character is Ruth.
那路德给人的一个风范就是什么？是孝顺。
She has left us a example of obedience and filial piety.
如果我们看路德记哈，从第一章开始。
Let's start from chapter 1.
第一节开始。
Verse 1.
从第一章第一节，我们看到的是那个犹太地发生饥荒。
Verse 1 says there's a famine in the land of Judah.
在那个时候呢，在犹大就是神的选民的伯特利，有一个人，他带着妻子跟两个儿子。往外邦去了。
And in Judah, of the chosen of God, there was a family of a couple and two sons, and they were brought to the land of Moab.
那他圣经说要在那里去寄居。
And they went to sojourn or temporarily live there.
是说住几年了？那如果犹大地那个伯利恒如果还有粮食，他们就会回来。
So.In other words, they were only there to pass the famine, and by the end of the famine, they would return.
那第二节就来介绍这个家。
And the second verse describes the family.
就好像家谱一样，有他的名字叫做以利米勒，他的妻子的名字叫做拿阿米，他有两个儿子，一个叫做马伦，一个叫基连，名字都清清楚楚记载。
It's a very clear recording of the names. The father is Elimelech, mother is Naomi, and the two sons, Malon and Chilion.
那他们到了摩押地呢，就住在那里。
And when they got to the land of Moab, they lived there.
本来说是要去那边寄居的，后来怎么样？哎呀，干脆定居啊。
They went and they ended up remaining in the land of Moab.
那这个家刚开始也不错哦。
Oh, this household started out quite well, quite prosperous.
因为你从寄居到定居有一个过程啊。
From first moving to Moab to remaining there, they must have had gone through some transition.
我们有常是说，哎，我到美国去看看呢，哎，还不错，好，就去移民。
Some people would
去看看跟去移民，我住下来那就不一更不一样了。
Some people would go and scout a country, and then they would decide to live there. So this is a different mentality.
后来他就住下来。
So they decided to remain there.
因为住下来，所以他的两个儿子也结婚了。
And because they wanted to stay there, their two sons also got married there.
你可以想象这个家很喜乐，对不对？
And we can imagine how joyful this household must be.
爸爸妈妈带两个儿子，又这样又多了两个，本来从四个变成六个。
At first it was a couple with two sons, and now the family has expanded to six.
所以家多两个, 这个家好像兴旺起来了。
And so this house is looking even more prosperous.
但是没有多久, 马上泄气。
But not too long after that, something happened.
他家的三个男人都死了。
Three men in the household died one after another.
剩下三个寡妇。
And what remained were three widows.
这个世界对他们来讲实在够凄惨了, 三个寡妇集在一起, 这寡妇的世界实在是, 怎么互相安慰呢?
And that is a very pitiful thing for them to have three widows.
就在这个时候,故事就开始了。
And then started the story.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
那个拿俄米啊,是这个婆婆。
Naomi is the mother-in-law.
就说,她不再想饥荒,也不再想说世界上的事情。
She stopped thinking about the famine or the things of the land.
第六节,她就离开了两个媳妇,起身要从摩押地归回。
Chapter 6, she said she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab.
你那边有return,对。归回。
So she wanted to return to
Judah. 路德记的一个从头到尾的一个很重要的主题是什么?归回。尤其第一章,归回。
In fact, the word return is the central theme, especially in this chapter.
回来,回来,这在第一章里面一直重复的一个字啊。
This is a word that keeps popping up and is the central theme.
回哪里呢?
Where are they returning to?
因为真神眷顾自己的百姓,赐粮食给他们, 就是在应许地已经神赐福了。
For God has visited his people and have given them bread in the land of Judah.
所以第七节是说,他们就离开所住的地方,要回犹大地去。
And so in chapter 7, she went up from the place they were living and they were going to return to the land of Judah.
对拿俄米来讲是要归回。
For Naomi, of course, she's returning to her old home.
对路德呢?
But for Ruth,
是不是要归回?
Is she going back?
是要离开。
She is actually departing.
离开她的家。
Departing the home that she has always known.
离开她的族, 因为她是摩押人啊。
Departing from her tribe, because that is where she had always lived.
对路德来讲, 这相反的路啊。
For Ruth, this is a separate direction she's going.
这时候拿俄米不管怎么样, 说你们两个留下吧, 因为你们没有理由跟我一起走了, 没有理由。
And Naomi thought of this, and she said, there's no reason for you to follow me there.
如果一个正常的人, 不要说爱心啊, 这些不能说, 哦, 拿俄米很有爱心, 如果是正常的人, 有良心的, 你这两个, 你把他带去做什么? 太晓得我没有办法再生小孩, 对不对? 给你们当孩子, 做什么?
For any reasonable person with conscience would want the two daughter-in-laws to remain with their family members and instead of bringing them back to a foreign land.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
拿俄米是一个很理智的人, 有良心的啦。
Naomi is a very reasonable person.
拿俄米对他的两个儿妇说, 你们个人回娘家去吧。 所以对他们来讲, 他们回是回哪里? 回娘家,归回他们的摩押地。
And so she said to the two daughters-in-law, go, return each to your mother's house, and for them that is returning.
所以在这故事里面有两种的回。
So in this chapter, there's two kinds of returning.
一个,对拿俄米来讲, 回归犹太地, 回归神的百姓这里。
For Naomi, she was to return to the land of Judah, to her own people.
对两个媳妇来讲, 若回是回归他们的娘家, 回归摩押地。
For the daughters-in-law, they would return to the land of Moab where her family and household is.
接下来,拿俄米也祝福他们了。
And following that, Naomi sent them her blessings.
虽然不是玫瑰上院, 这里也是两愿啊,两个愿望。
Okay, so she had two wishes for them.
她说,愿耶和华恩待你们啊。
Oh, she sent them two blessings. One is, may the Lord be grateful to you.
那第八节下面,
may the Lord deal kindly with you.
像你们恩待已死的人和我一样,
as you have dealt with the dead and with me.
这两个媳妇跟他们在一起, 应该是家庭还算很和热, 你不可以说他们吵架。
And we can imagine that they had a harmonious family life before.
虽然拿俄米他两个儿子死了, 但是拿俄米也讲了, 你们两个对待已经死的公公，对待你们的丈夫都很好，并且你们也跟对我很好，所以愿神祝福你们，啊，恩待你们像你们恩待我一样。
Even after they have passed away, Naomi still says that they have treated everyone, including herself, very well, so that she said the Lord will treat you as kindly as you have treated me.
所以她用神的恩待，用神的祝福来祝福他们。
And so this is the blessing she gave them.
那接下来第九节。
And then verse 9.
她说：“愿耶和华使你们各在新夫家中得平安。”她很希望说你们每个人回去自己再嫁新的丈夫。
And she also wishes that they would return and married husbands.
那拿俄米就跟他们亲嘴了。
And so she kissed them and
亲嘴就说再见了。
And that meant that she was parting with them.
那他们放声大哭。
And they lifted up their voices and they cried.
真的哭出了人间的感情啊。
And this is a cry full of emotion.
哭出了人间的爱。
And full of love.
这两个儿媳妇对这个是有感情、有爱的，不是没有的。
And the two daughters-in-law indeed was full of love for this mother-in-law.
我们看第四节。
Verse 10.
拿俄米坚持啊，说不要哭了。
But Naomi insisted, and she said, "Don't cry anymore."
你们哈、哦，那个你们回去吧。
Please go back to your people.
虽然你看第十节哈、哦，他们两个都说我们一定要跟你回你的本国去，但是拿俄米说我的儿女哦，我儿女们啊，回去吧。我也要跟着我去呢，叫他回去啊。
Even though they again said, "We're going to go with you, Naomi," but Naomi said, "Go back to your own people."
因为这是很正常的。
Because this is natural. This is what we would expect.
你看，在这里，其实如果以我们现代人来解决的话，不考虑宗教因素的话，很容易啊。
For this issue to occur in this time and age, it will be very easy to solve.
如果以我来现在来判这个案的话
，If I was the judge and we don't consider religious issues，
两个媳妇在美国
，Two daughters are in the U.S.
那个她的婆婆急着说要回马来西亚
，And this
回乡下或是回台湾
，The mother-in-law wanted
她不晓得去会受苦怎么样，对不对
？Wanted to go back to her own country。
那简单了、啊，你这两婆婆这两个儿媳妇就再嫁嘛。嫁了之后把这个婆婆接到家去就好了嘛，是不是？何必三个人回去受苦呢？他们还可以在摩押地嫁，对不对？他们是摩押地的人哦，不要忘记哦。他们在摩押地嫁容易啊，比你到那个以色列地去怎么样？容易多了，你去以色列地，人家会轻视你的啦。
And it's much easier for them to marry within their own people, and then perhaps they can receive the mother-in-law into their new households. It is very difficult for a foreigner or a Gentile to be treated equally in the society of Israelites.
这样说，外邦人。
They were labeled as Gentiles.
走在路上说摩押女子。
And they would call them.
这事实啊。
Names.
嗯。所以他回去怎么样？受大苦。
And so, if they were to go back, they would endure a lot of difficulty.
如果只是要奉养她的婆婆，如果是的话，他们在摩押地嫁也可以把婆婆接来啊，对不对
？If the purpose was to
没有想过吗
？If the purpose was
这么好的解决方法
serve and honor the mother-in-law, they could much easier marry in Moab and then receive the mother-in-law over.
那这两个媳妇当中一个。他就走了。
But that's not what they did. One of the daughters-in-law left in verse 14.
两个儿妇又放声哭，哇，这场哭实在惊天动地啊，一直在哭。
And then the two remaining started crying once again.
那个厄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴，亲嘴就是走了了哈，十四节。
And in verse 14, the daughter that left kissed the mother, and then she went.
但是路德舍不得啊。
But Ruth didn't want to go.
好，那走了一个，剩下一个。
And so one left and one left, one remained.
十五节。然后你说你嫂嫂已经走了。
She said, "Look, your sister-in-law has already gone back."
她已经回她的本国了。
come back to her people and to her God.
回她本国做什么?和她所拜的神那里去。
She has gone back to her people and to join with the God she used to worship.
所以回去不只是回她的本国, 也是回她的神那里去。
So returning to her old home encompasses going back to worshiping her old God.
你也跟她去好了。
You should also go with her.
人有时候人比人哦, 所以有时候, 哦, 就怎么样, 不受气神, 人比人, 然后在那个时候, 呃, 就会一种, 一种势力, 造出来。
Sometimes we, by comparing with others, we often are pressured into doing the same.
比如说了, 哦, 有什么, 呃, 一个什么, 是捐献什么救济大会哦，在捐钱的哈。
For example, if there is a free will donation to for the good cause of family.
刚开始大家都不讲话吗
？In the beginning, no one would speak up.
那有一个说，我一cent。
And maybe.
他奉献一个cent。
And so after a moment of silence, one person would say, "Okay, I'm going to donate one penny."
写下来。
So he wrote it on the board.
一定有一个人说两cent。
And then we would all quickly hear a second person say, I'll give two pennies.
那在这种情况之下, 哇,越来越踊跃啊。
And so this would start a series of people willing to donate.
我一线,你两线,我三线,
And so the third person would be willing to give a little bit more.
到100线。
And then it would become a much bigger number.
那你可能想说, 那他们两个都说, 啊, 我不走, 我不走, 怎么样? 不好意思嘛, 对不对? 他走了一个另外一个他走了他又赶我我可以走
So same thing the person at first two people they both just